Vayter and Shasra and Daf Zion, picking up on Vav and Beis by the bottom of the page, third to last line, Amar of Shimi bar Ashi. Now, where we left off with is now everything's good and dandy. We were trying to find a makor for Asay is Docha Alos Asay, that is Kares, and therefore you need to have some sort of pasuk to exclude that, to take that out of that being the case. And therefore, by Yibam, we know that when a person is married and to his wife, which is normal, I guess you're married to your wife, and his sister-in-law falls to him to Yibam, so you'd say Asay is Docha Alos Asay by Kares, and we need an exception to that, and that's why you have the word Aleh to teach you an exception to that. And where do we learn it from? We learn it out from the idea of going out and killing somebody who's Chayav Misa. We saw at the very end, we saw Ma Bishol Psil Amali Bishol Saman. What does it make a difference? It comes to Bishol's Bishol. So if Yossi would be Maskim, then when it comes to the idea of cooking, is going to be Chayav Kares. And then the Brisa, then if we're going to go even according to Yossi, then we're going to see that we have a Mitzvah Asay. And that's Docha of Mitzvah Los Asay, even though it's Kares. But then we had a pasuk to exclude it, and that is Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Mashal Seichem, that's telling you that you don't do such a thing. But we teach still the principle is still correct. That's Asay is Docha, Lo Sasei even by Karis, and therefore by Yibam also, and that's why you need Aleh to get you out of that. Now the Gemara is going to knock that off and say, nah, you misunderstood the Braisa. Don't learn from the Braisa that in Asay is Docha, Lo Sasei by Karis, and that this pasuk is coming to exclude it. Really, the reason why we say in Asay is Docha, Lo Sasei over there, and that we would go ahead and we would burn this person, we killed this person with Chayiv Misa, even if it's Shabbos and we'd be cooking you on Shabbos, is not from the law of Asay Dochalos Asay. It's actually from a law of a Kalva Chomer. And once we know it's a law of a Kalva Chomer, then it's particular to that case of we're learning the Kalva Chomer. We can't learn it out to other places. And then we don't know why we need the word Aleh anymore. Let's read inside. Amar Shimi Rashi, Hai Tana, this Tana, who's learning out from Rabbi Shmuel, who understood this Pasuk, that going and killing someone does not knock off Shabbos. Lo mishum da'aseh sevedachi lo sasei. A Shabbat because the Naseh is coming in Docha lo sasei. That's not the reason. As Rashi says so beautifully, Amalei Rav Shimi Haitana, Haitana deitzich the nasiv lakura lemeisai misas beizim Shabbos. Then we have to go bring a pasuk and say they're going to go and in Allah do misas beizim Shabbos. La mishum di'i lo dashmina. If you hadn't said it, then have a mina dachi or mishum taima da'aseh dachi. Because you would have said, oh, because Naseh is dachi. Ela mishum da'ama ma'isi lebe kavachome the dachi Shabbos. I would have thought to bring this a kavachome that it is dachi Shabbos, and that's why I need a pasuk to get out of it. Ela mishum da'maisi bekavachome, says the Gemara. V'hoch karma, this is what it means to say. Ma ani mekayim mechalaleh mosyumos. What do we do with the fact that this is the pasuk is mechalaleh mosyumos? Someone goes out and breaks a Shabbos, he has to be killed. Bishar melachos chutz v'misas beis din. That's talking about other melachos besides misas beis din. Aval misas beis din, when it comes to misas beis din, there in such a case it's dachya Shabbos mikav chomer. Taka Shabbos would be knocked off because of the following kalva chomer. Again, we brought this up yesterday, so we're going to say Mechal Emos Yumas, you can't go out and break Shabbos to go and kill someone. And so it would be, so no, that's not true, that would be knocked off. And because you're allowed to do it, but you can't do it by other Stam people, by Misas Dvizdin, Dochir Shabbos, it actually would be Dochir Shabbos from Mechal V'chomer, and then we need a pasuk to teach you not like that, and therefore we don't have a Makor of Aseiz Dochir Lo Sasei Bekaris, and this is just because of a Kal V'chomer. Beep, turn the page, I am enough. Uma Avoda, we know that Avoda, and that is doing Avoda. Service in the Beis Hamikdash. Shehi Chabura v'Docha Shabbos. We know that is Docha Shabbos, right? The Avodah is Docha Shabbos, a certain Karbonah said abroad, even though it's Shabbos. Ritzicha Docha Osa. If you have a Ritzicha Rotzeach, that is a Kohen who is meant to be killed. Says Rashi, She'im Hay Rotzeach Kohen. V'rotze La'avod Avodah. If the Kohen is a murderer, and now we're going to go kill him because he's a murderer, Ritzicha is going to be Docha Osa, as finished off Rashi, Shema Yitzvah Korn, Verotza Lavad Avodah Beis Hamikdash, if you want to do the Avodah, Beizin Sholchan Mavirna Sol Lamavis, actually go grab him and bring him to Mavis. Elim Kane, Haya, we have a switch over here, the Dalid, the Bach, Bach, Dalid. Ela im haya al gabay mizbeach vavoda biyado shenemar, and he had it already in his hand, the vod is ready to go. B'shenemar mim mizbechi tikachenu, so if he actually started the Avodah itself, we don't stop him. But if he's on his way to go do Avodah, then we are Docha. We stop him from going ahead to do the Avodah. Oh, fascinating. Now, what do we see? We see Avodah is Chamor and Zohar Shabbos. Ritzicha docha osah. Ritzicha is going to docha it. Shenemar be'im mizbechit techen lamas. We go. We take him from going and do the avoda. Shabbos shenidres mi avoda. Shabbos which gets knocked away because of avoda. Eno din shite ritzicha docha osah. Then clearly the ritzicha killing him should be docha Shabbos. So what do we see? Kal v'chomer to come and teach you that this guy should be killed. Even on Shabbos, not because I say is docha lo say because within kares, but simply because we see that this guy from a kal v'chomer should be killed on Shabbos, and that's why we need the pasuk to come and tell you that you don't go and do it. Which we learn out from bechol moshvo seichem, which we darshan we spoke about yesterday, what it means. So now we have a question by back to Yibam. Why do I need the word alea? It's a say and a losa say with kares, and therefore it shouldn't be overriding it, and therefore you don't need the word alea altogether. Umay o eno kamar. Now don't forget the eno de kamar. Don't forget, yesterday we were in the Baisa and we're talking about, or maybe we don't say this, meaning maybe we don't say this kavachomer. And let's spell that out. What exactly does that mean? Hachigarma, what it means is kfuras meets with tochiach. Maybe you could have said that it's not a good kavachomer, because a kavura, the burial of a mesa mitzvah, will knock you off. Shedochas avoda, we know that if a person has to go do avoda, and they also have to, there's a dead body they have to bury, it's docha avoda, you don't do avoda, ve'inu docha Shabbos, but it doesn't knock off Shabbos. Oh, so you see, what we were trying to do, is you said avoda knocks off Shabbos, and murdering the person, killing the person, based in goes and knocks off the avoda, but now we see over here that kfura space mitzvah, it's docha avoda, ve'in docha, as a Shabbos. So we'll say that going and killing the Kohen is docha avoda, but it doesn't docha Shabbos if you don't have a good kal v'chomer anymore. That was the conversation, and the Tana said back to him, Hadar Amar, he said, no, kfuras meets mitzvah, tilcha Shabbos. He says, no, maybe, taka, it should be. Like you're saying over here, you see, oh, it's not a good vart because we know that a kfuras meets mitzvah isn't docha Shabbos. Who says maybe it should be? Be kal v'chomer. Uma avoda, like we just said, she docha Shabbos, kfuras meets mitzvah, docha Shabbos. B. Villa Achoso. Again, let me say it again. Avoda is Docha Shabbos. And Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Docha Avoda. That's what I meant to say. I hope I said that. So if I go after, let's say a Kohen is on his way to go to the Avoda, we know that's going to be Docha Shabbos. And yet we know that Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Docha It. Mivila Achoso. We learn that from the Pasuk of Villa Achoso that teaches that principle. That we've seen in other Masechtos, Baruch Hashem. So then, Shabbos, and it has been pnei avoda. If Shabbos gets knocked off because of avoda, eno din shei kfuras meis mitzvah docha osa, isn't it a kavachomer to say that the kfuras meis mitzvah is also going to be docha? So therefore, taka should be that you would bury even on Shabbos. And on that, we say, Talmud Lomar, lo sivaru eish b'chol moshvo seichem. So that comes along and it gets rid of the kal v'chomer to say, don't do that over here. And actually, we don't kill them on Shabbos. And therefore, it also gets rid of the point, which then we would say that we bury a mesmer on Shabbos also. All that is gone. But the point being, that was just going back into the actual discussion of the Braisa. What we come out with right now is we're left with a problem because we no longer have a raya for an asay is docha lo saseh when it comes to kares. And therefore, why do we need the word alebayibum? Now we just backtrack a little bit to what about when we did think it was talking about asay docha lo saseh, what exactly was the conversation. What we thought originally, and the assay of going to kill a person who's chayv misa should be docha lo saseh of Shabbos, and we're talking about there. That's a case of kares. My o eno de kamer. What to kamer? How do we understand when he said o eno? Maybe we don't learn like that. It's going hachi kamer. Mani mekayim mechalalea mos yumas. When we were thinking about the fact that maybe we go out and we actually kill the person who's chayv misa on Shabbos, and then what are we doing? The fact that the pasuk says you're not allowed to do such a mechalal yumas, someone's mechal Shabbos, they should be killed also. So if I'm part of Beis, I go and kill a guy who's chayv misa on Shabbos, I'm also going to be chayv misa. What do I do with that? B'shar melachos chutz mi misas beisin. Maybe that's talking about just things outside of misas beisin. Aval misas beisin dachi Shabbos. Taka is dachi Shabbos. Why? Dasi asay v'dachi lo sasay. Because asay is docha lo sasay. Hadar, and then he said back to him, emer darmina dasi asay v'dachi lo sasay. When do we say asay docha lo sasay? Lo sasay greida. That's only with the regular one, but there's no kares. Lo sasay shbo kares. Mi shavatli the dachi. Did you ever hear of a case that is kares that's going to be doing it? Hadar amar. So the Tanya then says back to him, yes, why wouldn't I think that? Because we know the general rule is to asay docha es lo saseh, and asay is docha alo saseh. Now, let's think about that for a second. What's more intense? What's more chamor? In asay or lo saseh? The answer is definitely alo saseh. Because a person does alo saseh, He gets a malchus. A person is mevatel and asay, nothing happens to him. Yet we still know the rule is asay is docha los asay. So if that's the case, then even a los asay of kares is, a regular los asay is more chamer than an asay. So if you have an asay with, a los asay with kares, what's the difference? They're both more chamer, so we can learn out. Asay is docha los asay is docha los asay with kares also. Let's read inside. Lav los asay chamer mine? Isn't a los asay more chamer? Because asay v'dachila, yet it knocks it off. So what do I care if it's a little bit more powerful or a lot more powerful? At the end of the day is the weaker one is beating the stronger one. So let's say a little stronger. Let him beat both of them. Tamalomar, therefore, right? So even by cars. Tamalomar, lo sevaru. Therefore, you have the pasuk of lo sevaru eish chomos v'seichem to come and knock that off and say that you don't go ahead and kill the person on Shabbos. That says not tocha lo sevaru of cars in this case, but it would have taught us that it is docha lo sevaru in general. That's why you need the word Allah. But that's only when we were in that world of thinking that that's what's going on. But if we understand the Brisa differently, said it was whole kavachomishtikal, then we're hajra kushal the duchte once again. How, why is it that by Yibam you have to have the word Allah? If it's an essay which is trying to be docha los essay with karis, and that there's no precedent that should actually work. Because we knocked off to say that this case we tried to bring actually doesn't work because it is maybe talking about a kavachomer, and that doesn't go to everything, it's local just to that. Therefore, we're back to our original question, and we're stuck. So after much attempting to figure out what's the makor to tell me that an asay is docha los asay by karis also, that we need the word alea in order to exclude it from this particular case, we have been unsuccessful, and therefore we're going to try to come up with another reason. In other words, we're saying right now that actually, Taka, we don't need the word alea, because nasay is not docha los asay by karis. So why do you need alea? Not to come and tell you that it really is, the exception, but really, Taka, you're right. Good question. So why do we need alea? Ella itzrich. I'll tell you why we need it. Because if you don't have the word alea, then this is what would have happened. I mean, I would have thought, to have a high ashes ach, davar shahaya bechlal. Get ready for some hardcore Rabbi Yishmael Omer. For those who have been saying Rabbi Yishmael Omer the last who knows how many years of your life, now let's start applying some of them. So we know that this is an issue of Eishes Ach. I'm not allowed to marry my brother's wife. That's a problem. Eishes Ach. But Yibam, we know what happens over here is if you have two brothers and one of them dies, if Reuven and Shimon dies, now Shimon's wife is going to fall to Reuven. Isn't that Eishes Ach? The answer is, yeah, it's an exception. That's exactly what Yibam is telling us over here. So now, Salka, I mean, I would have thought, without the word Ale, I would have thought like this. To have a high Eishes Ach, let's say this is a Dover Shaya Bechlal. It's something which is part of the Klal. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Ki kola sheyase mikola tohu se'elu v'nichrusu. Kalal v'chol arayas kares. So we see all of the arayas that come up. There's 21 in total. We bring 15 that are relevant to our discussions, right, from our first Mishnah. So the 15 arayas over here, anyone who does one of these toevos, v'nichus to get kares. So we have a kalal v'chol arayas kares. All arayas have kares. V'yotzim in a kalal alamidin was pulled out from the kalal according to teach you something. Rashi says, she'im ein la banim tisyabim. So it comes in, this one is pulled out over here. Because you have Eishesach is part of the kalal of Kares. And then it was ripped out of that kalal, pulled out from those arayas to say, oh, but if she doesn't have any children, then there's an exception. Comes along one of the princes, Rabbi Shmuel, to tell you, lo lelamid al atzmo yotza, it wasn't pulled out and just to teach for itself, el lelamid al klal kulo yotza. It was pulled out to be taught to the entire family. So we have the whole Arayos thing coming together, and we say anyone who does this gets kares. It pulls one of those out, and we learn that's the principle. Now it's going to be the one. We're going to learn everything out from it as well. So it's going to tell you that everything else, lelamid al klal kulo yotza. We'll spell that in just a moment explicitly, but first let's give an example. The Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa. Davar shayu bechlal, if you have something which is part of a bigger group, v'yotza min hakal gets pulled out. Ketzad, how does that work out? What's the case? Let's use an example from the following. V'hanefesh asher tochal basar mizevach ha-shlamim, v'tumaso olav. If you have a person who goes in to eat from a basar shlamim, but he is tamei, the end of the pasuk says, bad news for such a guy, v'nichrusa nefesh me'ahi me'ameh, this person gets kares. A person who goes ahead and they eat a shlamim, and he has tummy, gets kares. If I lo shlamim bechlal kachim hayu, is it shlamim part of the greater body of kachim? Rashi says bechlal kachim hayu. Bechlal kol kachamayu shekvar kolal kareis bekulan koli shesher yakru yikarev mikol zarechem el kachim asher yakdishu. I'll read to you the whole pasuk. The pasuk is found in Vayikra Chav Beis Gimel. It says, "Emor aleihem l'doroseichem kol ish, any man asher yikrav mikol zarechem." That goes ahead and asher yikrav mikol zarechem el kachim. Kadoshim, Asher Yakdishu Bnei Yisrael Hashem. Vitum also love it. They're going to get curious for behaving in such a way. So we know that Shlomim is Bechal Kachim Hayu. That if one is Tamei Neid Shlomim, they're going to get Tamei Neid Kachim, they're going to get Kareis. Velomi Yatsu, why'd you decide to go out of your way and say something else, which is Dafka Shlomim? Lahakish aleim velomer lecha to come to make a hekesh to tell you ma shlamim miyuchadim kachim is beach. Just like shlamim are miyuchad, they're special because they are kachim is beach. They're brought up on the mizbeach, and somebody goes eat them, and they're tamei going to be kareis. Av kol kachim is beach. So to anything who has this same kind of concept is going to have the same idea. Yatsu kachim bet kabayis, excluding kachim bet kabayis, that's not the case. Rashi says that what sheim achla mitumas haguf pater. That means a person goes in and they say this is going to be for a carbon. That's one thing. Let's say a person thinks Adam ago the value of this Adam is going to be given for kachim bet kabayis. In such a case, since it doesn't go up on the mizbeach, therefore it doesn't have the same dinam over there, and therefore you're not going to get kareis. You're going to be pater for such a thing, even if you ate it in a state of tumas haguf. Now that we brought the precedent for that, now let's take a look and see how it applies by us. Hachanami by us also. Ha eishes ach bechlal kol reis. I saw the idea of marrying your brother's wife is a bechlal. You know, I'm not allowed to marry my brother's wife. Eishes ach is bechlal kol reis. So it's part of the whole family. V'lo yotze, why'd you pull it out? La hakesh aleh, to go and make a hakesh to it to all the other different reis. V'lo melechamim, come and tell you. Ma eishes ach sharia, just like eishes ach is going to be mutter to you. I can marry my brother's wife if there's the state of Yibam, Av kol arayos nami shari, and so too all arayos are also going to be shari if it's a state of Yibam. And that's why we had to say Aleha, to come and tell you not like that, to exclude it. So we're not in the world now of a Seyid Ochalosa, Seyid Karis, or whatever. We're in the world of Rabbi Yishmol Omer, of Davar Shaya Bechal, V'yatza Menachal, Alamed Lolam, Atzma Yatza, Alamed Alakal, Kulo Yatza. And therefore you would have thought that everyone should go ahead and be part of Yibum, and Kavachomer, Kamash Malan comes to tell you, Olea, not like that. Frek the Gemara, what are you trying to do over here? And tell me now that it makes sense why you're Olea. I'm going to show you not like that. Me, dummy, can you compare these two cases? You want to bring Yibum and compare to Shlamim? Vos the dos? What is going on over here? By the case of Shlamim that we brought down to teach us this principle, davar shahaya bechlal, v'yotza min echlal, lelamed, lelamed al atmo, elamed al klal kulo, that principle that we did, that idea, hasam klal Kalal be'iser, we had the klal was be'iser, uprat be'iser. The klal was anyone who eats shlomim in a state of tuma, then they are going to be chayav karis. And then it said again that anyone who has kachim is going to be karis. And then it says that anyone who has shlomim, it pulls out a prat and says it's going to have a chayav karis also. So what do you have? You have two of them saying the same thing. It just gets more specific. But hacha klal be'iser, by the case of Yevamos, right? We the first klal of Arias was for iser, uprat beheter, but the prat was a heter. So that's not compared to this principle. That's compared to another principle. Halodami eluladavr shahaya bechlal, something that was in the klal, part of the greater picture, arayas. V'yatza lidom davr chadash, you pulled out to teach you a new, different rule. And what's the law there? She'iyata yacholach zero lechlalu. You can't bring it back to the klal. In other words, and drag everyone with it. Achi achzirena lecha kasa beferish. Until you have a pasuk beferish that does it. Rashi says, Hilkach belava le'anami lo'asilon sha'arayas le'ibam. So what we just did is we pulled Aishas Ach out of the picture. Therefore, there's no reason to learn it to everything else. And if you don't learn it to anything else, then why would I need the word aleh to exclude everything else? I wouldn't have thought it's included in the first place. Hadra koshta l'duchte. The question is returned to its original form, to its original place. Now let's spell, what does that mean, that principle that we just said, that if you have a davar shehayah b'chlal, v'yatza lidon medavar chadash, where do we find that? The Tanya will get a Baisa. Davashai Bechlal, someone who's part of the Klal, Vyatsal is under Vachadosh, gets pulled out. Ketzad, how is that? Well, we have one pasuk that says, Vishachat es hakeves bimkom asher yishchat et hachatas vesa ola bimkom hakoidesh. Ki, why ki, kachatas ha'oshim hu lakoin. End of the pasuk says, kodesh kodoshim hu. Long pasuk. Actually, one pasuk. This is referencing a mitzorah. A person who's a mitzorah and he finishes off his whole mitzorah-ite issues and now he has to go and bring a bunch of karbanos. As we learned in the past, a number of times what the karbanos are, he has to bring a chatas, he has to bring an ola, he has to bring an oshim. So we're going to talk about right near something known as an oshim. So it says what? V'shachat z'keves b'mkom ha'sheyishchat z'chatas v'sa'ola b'mkom ha'kodesh. G'chatas oshim ola kohen, that he has to go and shecht a keves, and that's talking about the asham, in the place where you would shech the chatas and the ola in the holy place, for the chatas ha'asham hulakoin. The asham is like the chatas for the coin. Rashi explains this means, kidin achatas kach din asham zeh. This asham is the same laws that would apply to a chatas. The pasuk seems to be repeating itself. Shein tamid lomar kachatas ha'asham. You don't have to say kachatas ha'asham, that the asham is like a chatas, because the pasuk started by saying v'shachatas ha'keves bimkom asher yishchatas ha'chatas v'sa'ola bimkom ha'kodesh. You should shecht the keves, meaning the asham, in the place that you shecht the chatas and the ola in the makom of kodesh. And then he said ki kachatas, just like the chatas, the asham is for the coin. Shein tamid lomar kachatas ha'asham. You shouldn't have to say it all together. Rashi says, Shein Tamid Lomar Kechatos, the Ha Asham Zeh, this Asham we're bringing now from the Mitzvah at the end, Im Lashchit HaBetzafon, if you want to tell me they have to be Shechting the Betzafon, Al Kfar Nemar Bo, we already said, V'shachat Zakeves, B'makom Asha Yishchat HaZachatos, right, which is the first part of the Pasuk. V'in L'matan Damim, we're talking about the Matan Damim Achilah, so about the laws, about the placing the blood and eating it, Harayu Kichol Asham, it's like every Asham, B'chlal Zos Torah Asham, B'tzavis Aaron. It's already a pasuk which is found in elsewhere, so it's exactly the same thing. So why are you saying it? So why do we go and say kechatas ka'asham? Because of the fact that we have the asham mitzora that we're pulling out to teach us a new thing. And what's the new thing? Beboin yad ubeboin regel hayamanis. This is a little bit different over here. What do we do? Beboin yad ubeboin regel hayamanis. We take the dam, and it's not normally done with other ashamas, but over here what we do is we take the dam, and we put it on the right thumb and the right big toe of the mitzora. You would have thought that maybe it's not like a shamus altogether, and therefore you don't go ahead of the mitzvah, by the mitzvah, the usher of the mitzvah, you don't put the blood, you don't have to do the blood on the mizbeach, or you don't have to go and burn it on the mizbeach, right? You don't have matan dam, spritzing the dam, and the emurim, the mizbeach, and burning the emurim. Beep. Turn the page. Zanim abeis. Tamid lomer ki kachatos ha'ashem hu. Just like the chatos is the ashem. So it's telling you that the ashem of the mitzorah is just like the chatos, which tells us ma chatos tu namatan dam v'emur legab mizbeach. Just like a regular chatos has to have the dam and the emur and the mizbeach. Af ashem tu namatan dam v'emur legab mizbeach. This also has to be done as well. What do you see? It was taken out. Ad sheyachzir akasav beferish, until the pasuk brought it back in. Kikachatas ka'ashem. Although you would have thought, Taka, you pulled it out, nothing to do with it anymore, and you put it back in. Oh, all of a sudden, now it's back in. But by our case, by the Yibam case, it was taken out, but it wasn't put back in. And therefore, we actually have no reason to learn that they should have been the same, that we would have to have the word aleh to exclude it. Now let's read this inside. If he hadn't put it back, I would have said, Lamai de nafak nafak, amai de lo nafak lo nafak. For that it was pulled out. For that it wasn't pulled out. Meaning, once you take the Asham out of its classic state of Ashamite, so now it becomes a whole new rules, and therefore it's no longer connected to the previous one. Hachanami, over here too, by Yibam, Havamina would have thought the same thing. Eishas ach de ishtera. The fact that you can marry, one can marry their dead brother's wife, which is mutter, ishtera, so that's mutter. Shai raya is low, but I wouldn't have thought to open up to other arayas that that's going to be okay. unless a dafka pulled it back in and someone should perform, which it didn't. So again, why do you need to go ahead and have the word aleah? You're one's wife's sister. You wouldn't have thought that that would be okay anyway. The only thing you think is okay is eshes ach, but not if it's connected to some other issue that comes up. It wouldn't be, it would be allowed, and if we don't need a lot to exclude it and then learn everything else from that. Okay, now we have our final attempt of the day. Ella, sakadat chamina, I may have thought the following. Tesi b'ma motzinum eshes ach. Let's learn out from a ma motzinum. Ma motzinum means we find it over here, and then we can go out and we can apply it over there as well. Learn it from eshes ach. You know, there's an isser. A man is not allowed to marry his brother's wife. Not allowed to do such a thing. But we taka see that if they end up dying without any kids, then he's allowed to marry. It's suspended. That is suspended for yibum. So too, even if it ends up being that it's the woman falling to you is your wife's sister. So you have Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Shimon dies. Reuven can marry Shimon's ex. You know, a widow because of the chiyuv of yibum, and it's over in Isser, but that Isser is circumvented or superseded by yibum. So too, we allow to do it by a married, even though it's a wife's sister also. In fact, you're me dummy. You're comparing the two cases. Hasam chadisura. By when you're going and marrying, if let's say Reuven and Shimon dies, and Reuven's not married, and then Shimon's wife will now fall to Reuven, that's only one iser of eshes ach. But hacha trei isurei. Let's say Reuven is married to the sister, so now we end up having eshes ach and achos isha, and there's two isurim. So how can you compare the two? Says Gemara, no, ma'od the tema. You would have thought whole of ishtri. Once it was matired in order to go and break through the iser, therefore it was opened up, and now it's mutter. Even though there are other things that are involved. And therefore, you need a lad to tell you not to do that, right? Now let's spell it out. Where do we find this precedent that once it's matered, it's mutter? Once it's mutter for one iser, its other iser is also opened up as well. The Tanya will to the Braisa. Mitzorah Shechal Shemini Shel Be'erev HaPesach. You have a person who's a mitzorah. And the eighth day of a mitzorah, we know what he has to do. He has to go out and he has to finish off. He has a whole process to become pure. And it's, let's say, it turns out that it's Erev Pesach, which means when he finishes everything up now, that night he's going to be pure and he's about to eat the carbon. Pesach, everything's going to be great. Rashi comes in and explains that Yom Shmini Shiloh is telling what Shmini Shiloh Shehu Yom Havas Karbonosav. It's a day to bring his karbonos. V'tzarech Lovo B'Harbayis. He has to come in Harbayis. V'lamud B'Shar Nikonor. He stands B'Shar Nikonor. U'lahachnis Yado Lazar. He sticks his hand into the courtyard. Litin Min Adam L'Bahonos. In order to put the blood, like we discussed already, onto his thumbs. L'Bahonos. Okay. Processes for a mitzvah, he's kicked out of all the camps. Day 7, he goes to the mikwah. Day 8, he brings different karbonos, chata ol and awesome, like we said, and he's off, and he's good. And one of the things that has to be done over there is just to put the dam of the asham, has to put on his right ear, and on his thumb, and on his big toe. As we have learned in other mesechtas, though, we know that a person is mechusar kippur, means he's not yet completely pure. They're allowed to go into the Machane Levia, which is where Harabayis, but it's also for them to go to the Machane Shechina, which is in the Azara itself. So this is where he has to like stick his hand through in a way that he's going to go ahead and have the blood that's put on it because it's got to be in the Azara, but he can't really go into the Azara. So what happens now is a Mitzvah Shechal Shemini Shel Be'erev HaPesach. V'ro'o Keri B'Yom, and he sees Keri on that day. Oy vey! He has a seminal emission. Someone at such a state can't even go into the Machane Levia. He can't even go into the Harabayis. He has to wait until nighttime after he goes to the mikvah to then go and finish it off. But now we have a problem because he's not going to be able to have Karban Pesach. Okay, so we're all carry Bobayom. He sees a carry then. Vitaval. He then goes to the mikvah. Let's say he went to the mikvah. Rashi says, because of his carry. Arba Chacham Chacham say, even though the general halacha is that a tful yom, which means just went to the mikvah, but he hasn't yet hit nighttime, and who sees a carry is not allowed to generally go into the harabayis, zen nichnas, this particular guy is allowed to go on the harabayis. He has to finish off his old sirashtik, so he's able to have the korban pesach. Rashi says, zeh, yovel harabayis, v'yachnis yodov lebohonos, the yitar lechol pesach arv, so you can go ahead and eat the pesach. Why? Because yud mutav sheyavo asay sheyesh bo kares v'yidcha asay sheein bo kares. A person who doesn't have carbon pesach was chayiv kares. So let the issue of them him not having the pesach, he's going to end up being chayiv kares. That should win out, even though it's right to say that has kares v'yidcha asay sheein bo kares, to knock off that which doesn't have kares. Someone who's not allowed to be in har bayis and goes in maybe over an iser, but it's an assay that you're not allowed to do. You have to go out of the camps, but that's a get out. But ein bo karis is no karis over there. So therefore, you see one outweighs the other one. Now says Gemara, Vamer Rav Yochanan, Devar Torah, Afilo assay lesbe. On a deraisitic level, he comes and he says, Afilo assay lesbe. There's not even an issue of a tful yom to go into Harabayas. It's only derabonit to kishtikal. So therefore, of course, we give you makel. Shenemar Zapuzik says, Vayamad Yoshafet Bekahal Yehuda Lefnei Chatzar Chadasha. Yoshafet stood by the Chatzar Chadasha from the new one. What does that mean? Take a look in the Mefarshim, what exactly is going on. Look in the Psukim, what's happening here. But the point is, for us, is my Chatzar Chadasha, what does that mean? Amrav Yochanan Shechitshu Ba Devarim Va'amru Tful Yom Lo Yikanis Tamachan Levia. There were Mechadish things at that time they set up at Derabbanan de Gazach that Tful Yom can't go into the Machane Levia. And now we bring it home at the last point over here. Va'amar Ula, and Ula says, Matam, what's pshat that we allow him to go ahead and put his hands in his foot and his, because we know that what has to happen, the Mitzara, he has to go and put his hand, his foot, and his ear into the Azara in order to have the dam, which is placed on it. But we know that a person who is a Tummy Keri, maybe the area right before in Harabayas is Darabanan, or something. But we had a whole question, is Darabanan, not Darabanan, but everyone agrees when it comes to Harabayas itself, that's a Daraisa that is not allowed to go over there. So why is it that we allow him to put his hand over there? Ma Tam, what's the reason? And Ula also, Rashi points out, Ula's of the opinion that, if a little bit goes in, then it's considered like the whole thing went in. That the Bia b'miktsas Shema Bia, even a little bit going is still considered like Bia, like it's entered in. So therefore, you should have an issue that you're sticking your finger and your hands and your feet and your ear inside over there, even if you're a carry. This is the Gemara. My time, why is it Moter? Hole of a Hoter Litzarazo, Hoter Le. Likruyu, I don't know how to say this word, Likruyo, right, for his carry also. A guy who's saras, the only way to get him out of it is he has to have the blood that's dabbed on him. It's got to be inside. It's got to be where the azara in the azara. And okay, so we mounted him to do that because otherwise it's kind of stuck. That's the only other way of doing it. So we say hole of a hutter l'saras. So we allowed him to do his first saras. Therefore, hutter l'kruyo. We mounted him also for carry as well to go ahead and stick his hands over there. So we see this principle, right, that we were looking for, and that is hoil v'ishtri ishtri. Since we mounted over here, method over there also, and therefore bring it on. We would have thought that we would also allow you to be involved with Eishes Achos Ishto, just like Eishes Achiv was Mutter, therefore Achos Ishto is going to be Mutter also. Therefore it says Aleha to tell you no, and that's why we need the word Aleha. Whoa, so just to try to sum up quickly the whole day, what we saw is we were attempting to try to find a raya, to understand why we need the word Aleha, and we were trying to find, how do we know Asay is Docha Losa Asay when it has Kares, and then we have to explain why this is exception to that, then we were unsuccessful at that, and Asay is not Docha Losa Asay with Kares, so then why is it that we would need the word Aleha? We had a number of different answers, and we just ended off with this whole history, and therefore we need the word Aleha to tell you not like that. We are going to challenge this as well, but for now we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.